Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a trend presentation from April 2016. Ms. Nora Kühne, independent fashion and design consultant, presents Performance Color, Kick-Off Summer 2018.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trend and Color presentation of Performance Days. My name is Nora Kühne, and I think a lot of us, we know each other and from several sessions here. And I will first give you some updates or information on winter 17-18. Before I have the pleasure to inform you about the summer colors 2018. And the launch of the performance colors. So, but first, step right into winter. So the color inspiration, or the main inspiration, so as a theme, for us was in the background, changing the game, transformation. We are living in an era where digital disruption has changed or is changing our lives really completely in a way that we have last experienced, not we, but mankind, last experienced in the within the Industrial Revolution some 150 years ago. So this is really a turnover, and it's not yet over. And so we see that we have to fix new points, new anchor points, new ways how to proceed to the future. And we think this is quite a sporty challenge. That's why we call it changing the game. So what we see at the moment a lot, and what we really have to have in mind when we are going to think about the concepts of our collections and how to do our job also in selling to people our products, is that we see a clash. We see a lot of things coming together, a lot of different minds, different cultural backgrounds, of mentalities. So we are just right now in a phase where we are testing out how to continue for the future also as a society. And so as what for us in sports, in outdoor sports especially, is very good, we see a lot of people are really keen on going out to nature to do sports outdoor. Of course, somehow it's also really, a little bit a touch of romantic feeling connected to nature, like this deer in the Czech outfit, I would say. So we also try to set nature in a certain context, and of course there is not a lot of nature left over on our planet which has not been formed or is being formed by humans. So a really wild nature, untouched by human beings, is nearly nowhere found, can be found. So, and the other thing is that we are constantly working on the optimization of ourselves, not only by self-tracking and things like this, but also by adapting our body to different new situations, by also testing out the borders of our bodies. And also science is developing further the layout of the human body and mind. Just think of neurosciences, which really try to find out what is hidden behind our brains, and then to develop artificial intelligence. A lot of talking about this in today. And also to optimize the body with new components. And on the other hand side, we see a lot of people who are not living in the way we in the developed or advanced industrialized countries. And so also here, new thinking is necessary. But all this is coming together. So all these streams of people, of thinkings, and of cultural backgrounds is getting together. And of course, this inspires in the way we are thinking, the way we are designing, or it should inspire how we design, because more than ever it's necessary really in our job as a designer and product manager to look to the people. It's really, this is the thing, we have to focus on the people and their needs and then develop our collection. So the first theme we call collision, from radical shakeups to delicate encounters. As I said, a lot of things collide, just touch each other. Of course, sometimes in harmony, sometimes in confrontation, and so is the color range. It's a very cool story, which we set up for as first theme, mostly inspired by this picture on the left-hand side, with yellow and blue, with really under cool, this cool feeling, but then bringing some energy in, also by graphics, with a lot of movement, with a lot of color shadings, and a little bit of red tones. So you see here also once again this collision, things touching each other, then run away, spread out, and give way to new things. So we want to break the ordinary, we want to develop new things, and it's just a theme also about encouraging the mismatch. So it's not about perfectly matching things, but it's about really encouraging mismatches and to discover the beauty of mismatches. Because we have to change also our point of view to very often to adapt to new circumstances. And this is what happens also here in graphics and in textiles, that we have to discover beauty where we didn't presume it, maybe. But these are also fascinating chances to develop new things. So the range is on one, the one part is very cool and very subtle, and then it's warmed up a little bit by this golden ochre and the red, which is really, as we call it, a sporty red, and then two blue tones. You can see the colors in perfect reproduction on the other hand side in the booth, where I'm happy to welcome you. So this is the first story. We love it very much. And you see here also some ideas from the forum, which I picked up. So these golden, really perfect surface, this structure, this really interesting and nice structure, again, is broken with things. It doesn't have to be that perfect, because perfection is nice to have, but you have to break it. Otherwise, today, it's really boring. So this is something which I would love to see a bit more in the fabrics also, but it's really something which we have to realize that over-perfection, technical over-perfection, is now really getting boring. The next theme is drift. We call it drift. Very saturated, deep-grounded color theme with a lot of red tones. So we explore a lot of shades of red. Yeah, I would say warm atmosphere, somehow a little bit summery. But this is really something which we also see due to the fact that we have now here in Europe, for example, in Western Europe, for now the third winter in a row, we don't really had winter. So we also see and we discuss, I have a lot of discussion with brands that we have to change the way of doing collection or the direction of our collections to come up with new varieties for an appropriate winter clothing or for a hybrid winter clothing, because if we don't have snow, we don't need highly padded jackets or clothing, and also snow sports without snow, nobody invests a lot of money in clothing which he doesn't need. So we have to think about new ways. Therefore, you will see later on another story where we have a little bit of a summery feeling, because it's not winter is no longer winter in the way we used to have it. Also here, things are changing. So here you see once again this really predominance of red tones, and then broken by a little bit of a deep teal and a light gray. And this is something, this is the unstoppable wave or unstoppable wave of imagery. We are getting used to live with a lot of pictures and images which surround us, as we see anytime when we have our feeds with news and our smartphones and internet. And all. So we are, somehow it's really difficult to judge, is this virtual, is it real, or what is real, and what is digital, or what is just an illusion, what is just a reflection. So you find all this in this theme, where we have also fabrics with reflections, with lazy surfaces, where we have a play of light and shadow, which enlivens the surfaces and which enlivens our very sober materials. So the structures are more are really smooth, and they and we have a lot of fluidity. Really nice fabrics with a high stretch percentage, and and the graphics, as you can see, from really precise grids of architectural grids to brush stroke, deliberately free designs. We have everything, but always fragmented, not just in line and doing it all over, but in fragments and facets. So the colors here, you see the lower row is our red tones from burnt orange to a dark burgundy. And then again, kind of vintage gold, I would call it. And then dark teal and with light gray, which brings some shimmer and some lightness to these saturated reds. Next theme is about manipulation. We manipulate the body, we manipulate the processes, structures, and we also see new ways of experiencing our surroundings. So really the question is, and this will continue also for summer 18, and which will be a theme for us to follow, how real will our lives be in the future? And what is real, and what do we really need in reality if our lives are happening partly, at least, in virtual worlds? So therefore, we have chosen color shading with a lot of gray and neutral tones. It's a very lightful theme because, yes, the principle of the internet and the screens can be seen here. So we always have the artificial light and we live with light and shadows. And so we have chosen to have very not a natural surrounding, and the colors also are not natural. They are produced by artificial light, and you see this as an illustration that we are really not sure where to go. So at the moment we are a little bit confused somehow by all these pictures. As I said, this unstoppable wave or this flooding of pictures really makes us feel like being in a flow. So, and this is what we want to express with this graphics also. So we see a lot of structures deriving from technology, and then but then blurred away, so and disappearing in somewhere else and crossing borders. So these four neutral tones, very light greenish neutral tone plus three darker grays. And then we lighten up the scenery a little bit with an intense blue. And the red one is also a dark burgundy, and then the yellow one. If you want to see the colors reproduced a bit better, you can come over to the booth 409, and you can see there the colors a bit better. I'm sorry for this. Here's some inspiration from a forum. So you see here also, of course, manipulating. Of course, we also manipulate our fabrics. We manipulate the look, the peel. And so this is really here breaking sameness, breaking our flat surfaces, our really functional, highly functional surfaces, and bringing life to the fabrics. Also to have a more cozy volume. It's again about having something to embrace volume, to feel cozy. And of course, latest technology with laser cuts, with anything we can think about. It's really a field where a lot of things can happen and will happen in the future. Think of wearables, of smart wearables. We just had yesterday a discussion about this theme. So manipulation will be for sure a theme which we have to deal with in the next years. And then, of course, with all these changes happening around us, it's a quest for adaptability. How adaptable or how willing to adapt new things or to change things will we be or are we? So the perfect testing grounds, of course, are the big cities, the metropolises of today. And here you can see how people try to find a way to the future from really new companies, new business ideas to way of living together. And so we said, this is a really bustling theme, and it's also from the mood. It's more an all-year theme. It's not especially winterly from the colors and how they are composed. It's really something which can work also for in-between season, and it's not dedicated to winter only. So as we call it, the living lab, and it's about adaptability, about flexibility. Also our fabrics have to be flexible to fit us in every situation, and when we do our day-to-day lives and we want to do sports in the morning before going to the office or in the evening after office, and we want to feel comfortable the whole day long. And so this is flexibility, and the task is to offer a clothing which is adaptable to different situations. So to allow people to live their lives having the appropriate clothing, but they don't need to change clothing for going to the office, for doing biking or something like this, where they have something which is a companion for the whole day. And here the colors. See, as I mentioned before, once again a story with a really somehow summerly feeling too, and a very intense coloring. Of course, also not colors which can be found in nature, but they are inspired by nature. They are definitely artificial yellow. It's not a sunny yellow, but it's a slightly acid, really only slightly acid yellow. And then this purple, the third one from top, is purple. And so the colors are really like we find them in our surroundings, in shopping malls and things like this. This illustration is quite nice. It's a young designer. She is creating surroundings in, yeah, somehow strange, but on the other hand side, very inspiring and really a look into our future, maybe. Okay, here's some inspiration. And what I met in the middle, it's just a picture of something I found. And I call it deliberately composing. It's really about feeling free, try and test, find out what we want, what is the best thing or the best clothing which we can do for our customer in certain situations. What is about? What does he need? And how can we follow him? And if you wonder about the fabric on the right hand side, of course you cannot find the fabric in this way in the forum. It's just but I found a nice herringbone and thought it would be even nicer with some overprint and to really underline that break the normal, break the sameness, go beyond the everyday. This is more than ever necessary, because what we see is also that people, we are all very fascinated by tech things, by high technology. It's wonderful, and it makes life sometimes much easier than it used to be. But on the other hand side, people or human beings depend on emotion. And so we have to touch people, we have to give them something which touches them, or we cannot sell our clothing without touching the people and their feelings, and of course meet their needs. But it's really people want to be touched. It's we sell emotion and not the clothing, because the clothing, everybody has a lot of things in the closet and doesn't need usually something new. But and therefore it's really not only in textiles, it's everywhere to see, but people want to be touched, and that they also want to touch something, they want to have something in hand. And so we really have to think about how to make our technologically perfect clothing, how to make a things out of them, products which are touching people. So what we see here, what was our main inspiration, it was a meandering, our inspiration was meandering between this monochrome line art labyrinths and then these really powerful swirly graphics on the right-hand side. and also the play of light and shadow, because of a lot of this reaction today, it's just happening in rooms, in not outdoors, but inside. This is something which is also, I will show you later on a picture for summer, where people who are living more in games than in reality, they really set up now brands for doing their own clothing, because they don't feel that we offer them the right stuff. And so they say, no, for our background, for being a gamer, we need other clothing. So this stream, as said, it's about touch and tech. So you see here, these are also, again, here, a clash of things. We have this super perfect, high shiny, reflecting, mirror-like facet of a building. But this building also, by reflecting nature, of course, becomes more humanized. So this is perfectly illustrating the spirit of this theme. And again, on the other hand side, we have really the rough thing, bench and tables I found in Rotterdam last autumn, and which is just perfect by doing something. Yeah, I don't know how we really did it, but it was fascinating and I had to grab it. So it's also a hands-on approach. People want to do something with their hands and they want to get creative by their own. So we have to offer them the possibility. And maybe this is something we can also add to our clothing, more than just giving them the chance to colorize the sneaker or something like that. But maybe we can give them the product, something where the later user can also work with and change it to his or adapt it to his needs or his or her needs. And also again here you see these perfect architectural grids, but then you have really these wonderful pictures of flowers with hand-drawn like covering of the walls in the market hall at Rotterdam. From outside, it's really a futuristic building. And from inside, you see that it's a market, of course, and so are the illustrations on the ceiling. We humans need something like this. I'm not the one who says people like to have coziness, but we have to have a more human feeling. We cannot live with all this classy, steely perfection. This is not enough for us. So the color range is quite familiar. We see it as something which is really perfect for outdoor sports also. It's a very cool thing with this dark khaki, with a bright turquoise, and then dark navy and the blue, and a neutral or a creamy white. And then a little bit of warmth by the creamy white and the red, which is also more a burnt orange, just to warm up a bit the scenery. Fabric inspiration, and of course the important thing is that we see in this theme both sides, as before with the bench and the building, we see the really rough, rustic knitting, and then the perfect laser-cut fabric on the right-hand side top. Then we have the last theme for winter, it's sorcery. You see, it's all something very much in flow, and it's a little bit, it's a little bit confusing, and you don't know exactly what you're seeing, and so is the feeling. People go to do yoga, to do well-being sports, just to get to find an inner balance. So we are very open for touching experiences. And we want to reflect this in this theme a little bit. So the tones, the colors we choose are really warm and they are warming up in winter. But on the other hand side, it's also reflective and it's dissolving in nowhere. And so it's a little bit strange. It's also about labs where we try to find out what is going on or what is possible, what can we do with bio-based things and other technical inventions. So it's a bit of a mystery. It's also a bit of tremblay and stepping into other worlds. Really just leaving the normal day behind and just stepping into other worlds. And so our colors and also a little bit the imagery for this. And you see a predominance again here of the red tones and a bit of a soft yellow and soft violet. As you can see here, I'm sorry that it's very dark. So this is a really dark plum. And then two red tones. and the yellow and burnt dark brown, blackened brown. And you see that also in this theme, and it's something which really stems the season, that we have always both sides. The more fluid things, the more somehow confusing, illusion-like graphics and impressions, and then the very precise grids which surround us any day, everywhere, anywhere you go, you see this. Okay, so that's for the winter 1718. Now we are looking beyond, and I have the pleasure to introduce you to Performance Colors. It's for the first time that Performance Days offer their own color range. They asked me to join forces, and I liked very much the idea, so we come up with Performance Colors by Nora Kühner for summer 2018. And of course you can purchase this color card. And I would say details I will give you with pleasure at my booth. Because the color card, something unique for Performance Days, is that right now, today or tomorrow, you can pick up the colors for summer 18, sorry. And within the next 4 or 5 weeks, you will get further inspiration as a PDF file about graphics, some color combinations and structures and so on. This is a whole package, and it costs about €100. And so you get for €100 both the colors printed as a fan and then the PDF data, just to explain a little bit the spirit of what we wanted to do. So for the season, again, as I said, focus on the human being, really. I know that we are all, or a lot of us are still working 2 years in advance, but nevertheless, our guideline today is really our the consumer, our customer, or maybe even our guest, as I heard lately from a big brand from overseas. So really, we have to focus and to see, to discover what they are. And we have really a variety of lifestyles now. Of course, we are a lot of people who are doing sports, and we do it with a lot of passion and energy and. But on the other hand side, there's a diversification of lifestyles. Also, in other places in the world, people are thinking differently, especially like to exchange with a lady from Brazil I know quite well, and I just talked to her in March, and yeah, it's something different because they live in ongoing summer. That is one thing that changes a lot. And then we have, of course, all these modern developments with technical possibilities and so on. So once again, the question, and this will be for sure the story for the next years, how real will our lives be? At the moment, we cannot tell anything about it. What our first story is a story about here today, gone tomorrow, as our main theme, our main keyword for the season is once, now, then. Because we used to live in times where we said, we told fairy tales. Once upon a time, there was going on something like this, and then something happened, and then in the end it was, and then they lived happily ever after. So this is broken. This is not no longer interwoven. The past, the present, and today is no longer really interwoven that much. So what is important is now. We have got used to instant gratification, a buzzword which is around now for some 2 years. I would say we want everything and we want it now. We don't want to wait. It's now that things have to happen. We want to have the service of guys like Amazon and so on. We click and then next second the guy with the parcel has to be there and to deliver what we want. So also the discussion about selling after the runway shows in fashion, in high fashion, is a symbol for this, that we don't want to wait 1.5 years, or consumers don't, or some consumers at least, don't want to wait for longer. Okay, so you see it's more about gone tomorrow. So the colors are really cool, and it's, like a colleague put it, it's a more urban camouflage look, really in grayish, greenish tones, only lit up a little bit by the bright blue, soft blue, and the cozy nude tone. So, but anything else is really a more, yeah, just also saying a bit, keep your distance, keep away. It's not really an embracing color theme, but it's something with a standing and yeah, with a certain distance. But nevertheless, we think it's a good story for sports, especially also male sports, from a male consumer. We will work on this theme for the, within the next weeks to elaborate our ideas. The next theme, of course, if we are living only now, any second, any minute is counting. So we really catch every minute like you do now. So you, all of us, we have got used to taking picture anytime, any second, any minute, everywhere. And so the question is, are our lives only pictures? Is our life, or is your own life only a picture? Or a cascade of pictures? Do I tell a storyline, or do I just post pictures? So these are good questions, really, which are fascinating at the moment. So it's a very colorful story, a really summery thing. And what I think is most important, also here, this artwork from Fiesta Gates, it's interesting because it's more about being alone or being on its own, on one's own, and then producing pictures. Think about that for the story you want to tell. So the colors are, my colleague said, oh, I think this is only a color range women can compose. But we liked it very much. We were really of the opinion we need such a story, really artificial colors, but with a certain neatness and with an attraction, very appealing, very positive in mood. So we love this very much, and I'm looking forward to seeing the graphics and so on we will come up with. Escapades. As I mentioned before, a lot of people are really living as gamers. This is something they just do. And I find very interesting that these people, there are certain startups who just came up with the idea that they don't feel that they get from the market or from the offer in the market what they need for their feeling, for their way of life. And so they come up with ideas about or with bringing up collections fitting the gamer. And I think this is something we might smile about this, or we might think, what is it? But it's really like this artwork from, this is called a forest, a light forest. And really we have to see that maybe within some years we really don't need real clothing, or not really a lot of clothing, because we are not living any longer in outdoors. I know a lot of people who are not leaving their houses anymore or not interested. I have even neighbors at home, which is very fascinating. A young couple with a small child, with a baby often 10 months or so. We are not living. Usually you see the mother going out with a baby and nothing. They have a garden, perfect garden, nothing. No people outside. And this brought me to the idea, what is behind that? And when I came, found these gamers, and I saw, talked to some of them, and it's really, this is their way of life. They don't care about the surrounding. This is their surrounding. This is the surrounding they are living in. So the color range reflects, of course, this darkness. We need this darkness. We need some light in there. But just to differentiate also the darkness. So the darkness shimmers in soft colors, from grayish blue to soft yellow and soft green. I like this story very much, and I think this is really like we had before in winter, some summerly feeling in some of our stories. This will really also be the clear separation, which already doesn't function very well, but this will really be outdated. We will see a more mingling in of color feelings, winterly color feelings, darker color feelings, even in summer, and in winter, more brightness. I also like these mannequins, which are really also reflecting the other trend of, call it transgender, not any longer. Also here, borders of blurring, bodies are getting closer in and don't have so many differences. The look is very much the same. So also this is something we have to keep in mind or to see how this will develop, because this will also influence our work a lot. And then something is also very nice, and what we see, not only games, but also toys. A lot of you all have seen for sure all these books for adults where you can sketch, where you can fill in some colors with your pencil, and they do. And it's really millions. These books are million sellers. Yeah? But and I think no one of us would have said this or foreseen this 5 years ago, that adult people will sit down and just draw or fill in, I wouldn't say draw, but they fill in colors in sketches which are prepared for them. And they do it as a kind of, relax management or something like this. And so what we see is also this feeling that people, also adults, need some playfulness. And I think we really do need playfulness. Also, we in our work as designers, we need to have more or to think more playfully about our possibilities and the possibilities of our brands and how to develop collections further. And this is a wonderful color palette with all this more wooden-like, really bright wooden beige, then this metallic grayish blue, and these bright colors. And of course, in this story, usually we don't have a really brilliant white, but this story needs the brilliant white. And the next story is on stage. It's just as I said before, it's about being on one's own and how to set the scene for the perfect staging or think about the perfect staging of the ego. Our colors are very, very, very saturated, bright red, burgundy, and teal as a base, and then brightened up by a soft salmon and a slightly grayish yellow. I also like this very much, especially the spirit of the artwork with Nofretete. This is exactly the mood what it is. See the reality through glasses. It's always really mingling in virtual, real world, and it's we are not living any longer only in one sphere. We are living in several spheres, and we choose when we are in which sphere. So, the departure now for tomorrow. So, tomorrow is. It's just around the corner, and we really have to think about what we are doing. And I like this artwork. You don't see it that clear, maybe, but this bluish guy, he is really sticking with color, with this, I don't know what it is, the mass, but he's sticking to the wall. And this is something we really have to deliberate us from our old way thinking and really start thinking anew and to insert this also in our work as a designer. The story is a somehow maritime idea as departure is. So we have, but with some new accents, with this nude color in the middle, and then also with this sandy grayish beige. And you see also here a metallic aspect in the structures or in surfaces. So it has to be, I would say, a futuristic interpretation of a maritime story. And so these are our six color stories for the season summer 18. And I will be pleased if you have time enough to come over, or if you are curious for performance colors, I'll be pleased to meet you at booth 409. And thanks for your attention, and have a nice summer.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.eu. Copyright April 2016 by Design and Development GmbH, Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.